Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, strangers. Been a while, hasn't it?
I know, really. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was wonderful. Certainly blessed and very thankful.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, ours was great, too. Lots of great family time, lots of cooking, way too many calories had by all.
We'll get to work on that.
Yeah, this is that double down week for me. Exercising hard, yeah. Cutting back, and being good. So trying to make up for the damage that I did.
Yes.
But it was worth it.
Absolutely.
It absolutely was worth it. Okay, so where to even pick up? When we left them, because I only worked Monday last week, so I was off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. When we left them, the Democrats were drawing a big target on the backs of anyone rounding up illegal immigrants. And that's what they were up to. By the end of the week, they had succeeded in their goal, that is their goal. Their goal is violence. A National Guard member, tragically, heartbreakingly, was dead. The poor young woman, 20 years old, Lee, volunteered to work. She didn't have a husband and kids to let her colleagues who did have Thanksgiving, and she died for it.
Mm-hmm.
And now Democrats want to pretend they did none of this. Jasmine Crockett, just as an example, called the National Guard deployment in these cities. They do two things. They work on crime, but they also work on rolling up illegal immigrant gangs that have dug in deep into their hidey holes in these sanctuary cities. She called them modern day slave patrols. Then had the unmitigated gall to put up a statement saying how very sorry she was that some member of the modern day slave patrol had been killed, i.e. the National Guard. She got called out by a lot of people on X. Wait, no, you can't have it both ways. You can't put a bead on somebody's back, call them a modern day slaver, and then say, oh, I'm so sorry when you've been killed. But this is how Democrats want to have it. This is what they want to do. And now Kristi Noem, head of our Department of Homeland Security, says that the shooter, an Afghan 03 fighter, we're going to get into who they are today, because there's a lot more to that story. Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, says she believes he was radicalized here.
We believe he was radicalized since he's been here in this country. We do believe it was through connections in his home community and state, and we're going to continue to talk to those who interacted with him, who were his family members, talk to them. So far, we've had some participation, but anyone who has information on this needs to know that we will be coming after you, and we will bring you to justice.
And the sad thing, Lee, is if he was radicalized here, we don't know. Was he radicalized by the Democrats or jihadists, fellow jihadists, or by CNN? Hard to say.
Yeah.
Any of these places, and Vince Langman nails this on X, and I retweeted him because he put it so well. The scariest thing about this terrorist attack in Washington, D.C. is the fact that I honestly don't know if this guy was radicalized by Muslim jihadists in Afghanistan or radical Democrat politicians in America.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a guy who, yes, has a Muslim Afghan background who reportedly said Allahu Akbar when he opened fire. We're told that he did.
That's been widely reported, yes.
Yes, we're told that he did. We'll see as that goes forward. But he's also a, quote, immigrant. And Democrats have been saying, you know, these are modern day slavers. They're coming after immigrants. They're going to deport Americans. So any of those could have pushed his button. When he did this, we don't know yet. It's pretty bad when you don't know if he was radicalized by jihadis or Democrats. But I'll tell you what we're seeing here is something we haven't seen yet in America. It's not a, and it's a fine line. Okay, it's not. We have seen jihadis in the past target American soldiers. That is not new. We've seen that happen. But what we have not seen is a Muslim soldier step up and hit, kill a target designated, pre-designated by the left. And that's one of my greatest fears, that we would begin to have a red-green alliance in this country.
In our nation's capital.
Too. Yes, in our nation's capital, just blocks from the
Don't
White
let
House.
The geography of this miss yeah. you. In the nation's capital. It's not Chicago. It's not Compton. Not New York. In the nation's capital.
And when you look at his background, who he was, how he got here, there's a huge story here. And it's much bigger than, hey, we just really didn't vet him this that well, which we didn't. This is part of a Democrat-run voter drive. And what you have to understand about what has happened here, and this is the only thing you really need to understand about, you know, why these people were moved into our country deliberately without background checks. There is one group of people on earth who votes Democrat at the highest rate clocked, recorded. It used to be black voters. They'd vote about 92% Democrat. But they're down to, depending on the race, 89, 88, 87, depending on if Trump's in it or not. One group of people votes at a higher rate than that for Democrats, and that is Sunni Muslims. Not Shia Muslims. Those are, Shia is the Iranian branch. No, it's Sunni Muslims, 92%. Vote for Democrats. And when you have a country like Afghanistan, which is almost entirely Sunni Muslim, you can literally throw the doors of the plane open, load whoever you want onto it, and maybe potentially get enough votes to flip a swing state. I mean, these, when you look at these swing states, particularly in 2020, I mean, many of them came down to 10,000 votes, 11,000 votes, 20,000 votes. If you can put a homogenous group of people who vote Democrat at a rate that high into a swing state, you may well be able to govern forever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You may well get to a situation where Republicans can't win the presidency anymore. That is the only thing they cared about here. They didn't care about anything else but that voting rate. There is nothing else the Democrats, they don't care. We've got New York Post, Lee, 5,000 Afghan migrants, just the Afghan migrants, 5,000 Afghan migrants flagged on national security grounds since 2021, document reveals. These are either people on terror watch lists, or there are people with what's called public safety concerns or derogatory, what they call potentially derogatory information. 6,868 people who came from Afghanistan. More than 5,000 of the Afghans brought to the U.S. after American forces withdrew from the country got flagged for national security issues. None were removed. They were just allowed to stay. So, again, Democrats look at that. They don't look at it like we do, Lee. They don't. We value human life. They value votes. And 5,000 is a big number. That could swing a swing state.
Easily.
Yeah, and that's the only factor. And if there's terror attacks, oh well.
The price they're willing to pay.
Yeah. No, they are.
The price they're willing for us to pay.
To pay, right. And they're looking at this like, you know, this is a big country, you know, 400 million of us probably after they packed all these new voters in, future new voters.
Yeah,
and so, you know, they're just looking at the odds, probably not going to be me who gets hit, gets shot. And not a bad bet statistically, and they let these people in. That's what they do. And that's what we're living with as the Democrats literally put a target on the backs of the National Guard, on the backs of ICE. I really thought it'd be an ICE agent who was killed first, honestly. I really did. That's coming because the Democrats have so, you know, narrowly targeted them. And then they pretend that Trump caused this after weeks of rhetoric. It's a game with them. It's a game. Just the way, like I said, Jasmine Crockett plays it, calling the National Guard modern-day slave patrols, modern-day slavers, and then putting out condolences to the families once they get shot. You give her a week, she's going to be back at it, putting, you know, a target on somebody else. People are beginning to answer the call. Lee, I got some of that from this weekend, too. Just in random people, so you're never going to see him coming. Including two brothers, one of whom was a vice principal in Virginia, caught planning a mass shooting event against ICE agents. We rolled them up, thankfully, before they were able to do anything. But this is going to be a problem now. I mean, this is a big deal. So we'll see. You know what? You know what question I had when I saw this, when there was a shooting?
What?
This is in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The least American judicial district in the entire country because it's so liberal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are we going to be able to get a conviction of this guy for shooting National Guard? Are we going to be able to get an indictment? I mean, we just last month had two people who threatened to kill Donald Trump, were making preparations to kill Donald Trump, and we couldn't get an indictment. They're going to try to re-indict them. Democrats don't see a problem with that. So it's a serious question. When is the first one of these going to happen where we can't get an indictment or a conviction of the shooter because of the Democrat nature of the jury? All of that is coming too. I won't believe it, Lee, till I see it. Till I see that, okay, we can still indict a shooter like this for murder in D.C.
Well, sadly, the shooter here survived, so maybe we'll find out.
Yeah. Who is he? What is he doing here? The incredible story of the CIA death squads. Apparently, Lee, they brought their whole death squad crew to America, many of whom were jihadists that they hired to fight other jihadists. And no, they didn't vet them. But they sure wanted them here, so much so they shoved American citizens aside on the evacuation planes to load them up with literally 12,000 members of their death squads. Fox News has the article. It's chilling. We'll get to all of that coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.